From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 22-year-old Keaton Ingram of Hobbs was allegedly attempting to sell and trade sex videos of a 15-year-old girl that he had consensual sex with back in April of 2017 when she was 15 and he was 19. Ingram was arrested by Lee County Sheriff's deputies a week ago and was booked into the Lee County Detention Center. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson, Deputy Vivian Martinez, tells us the charges that Ingram is facing.
On the charges of sexual exploitation of children, manufacturing, one count, that's a second degree felony, and extortion, one count, and that is a third degree felony.
According to Martinez, Ingram
recorded the act. She had not consented to the recording, and she became aware that he was attempting to sell and trade the sex videos of her to others. Somebody notified her of that, and that's when she reported it.
Hobbs Police Captain Chad Wright tells us about a single vehicle rollover that caused the closure of a road in Hobbs on Wednesday morning.
Traveling pretty at a high rate of speed, eastbound on Millen, and veered southbound into the off the road and hit a patch of dirt there, hit the railroad tracks and kind of went airborne. Final resting place was just south of the intersection there, and the subject was transported, of course, for medical treatment.
There's been no updated information on the driver's condition. The City of Carlsbad Water Department announces that the 3500 block of Hidalgo Road will be blocked off today to work on water services. The road closure began at 6:30 this morning and will reopen when the job is finished. The New Mexico Department of Transportation, along with Texas and New Mexico Railway, began work on New Mexico 128 railroad crossing in Jow. During that work, New Mexico 128 will be closed to through traffic at that crossing, so motorists might want to seek an alternate route. The United Way of Eddy County are helping those in need with a special food distribution event that happens on Friday in Artesia and in Carlsbad. CEO Linda Dodd tells us more.
We've been actually doing Project Feeding Families for a couple of months, but this is our first one to actually bring a food distribution to Carlsbad and to Artesia as well. And so what we're doing is we are bringing fresh produce, as well as other fresh perishable foods such as milk, cheese, eggs, stuff like that, that sometimes it's hard for families to get a hold of when they go to a food pantry.
The distribution event in Artesia begins at 8:30 Friday morning and the one in Carlsbad at 11:30.
Stop in Artesia at First National Bank there, Carlsbad, right after, and that's at Epworth Methodist Church, and that is at, it's on Blodgett.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.